Hello, everyone. Today we are talking about a very practical and important topic, the foundations of marriage. Just like our relationship with God, marriage is often viewed through a religious lens, full of rules, obligations, and things we have to do to make it work. But if we want to understand marriage as God intended, we must look at it through the lens of the new covenant and grace. In Ephesians 5, Paul gives us a profound mystery. He speaks about the relationship between a husband and a wife, but then he says, "This mystery is profound, and I am saying that it refers to Christ and the church." This is the starting point for every healthy marriage. It is not primarily about two people trying to get along. It is a living picture of Christ's relationship with his church. Many people use the instructions in Ephesians as a checklist for performance. They tell the husband, "You must love your wife like Christ," and the wife, "You must submit to your husband." But if you try to do this in your own strength, you will fail and end up in a religious cycle of frustration. The key is found in the verse just before: "Be filled with the Spirit." You cannot love your wife like Christ unless you are first receiving Christ's love for you. You cannot respond to your husband's leadership in a healthy way unless you are resting in God's leadership over your life. Marriage in the new covenant is not a competition of rights or a list of duties. It is an overflow of the grace we have received. When the husband understands that his role is to lay down his life, not to rule as a dictator, but to serve as a protector and a lover, the wife finds it easy to respond to that love. Submission is not about being lesser than. It is a response to a love that is safe and sacrificial. Communication in a grace-based marriage is fundamentally different from communication in a performance-based marriage. In a religious mindset, we use our words to point out our partner's flaws or to justify our own behavior. We keep a record of wrongs, waiting for the right moment to bring them up. But the Bible tells us to speak the truth in love. This means we don't use the truth as a weapon to destroy, but as a tool to build up. When we understand that God has already forgiven us and our spouse, we can approach conflicts from a place of security rather than a place of defense. Forgiveness is not something we do because our spouse deserves it. We do it because we have been forgiven. It is the air that a healthy marriage breathes. When you stop being the judge and start being a fellow recipient of grace, the atmosphere of your home changes from a courtroom to a sanctuary. Another essential foundation is the understanding of covenant versus contract. In a contract, you only do your part if the other person fulfills theirs, which creates an atmosphere of if-then logic. But a covenant is a 100% commitment based on the faithfulness of God, not on human performance. This reflects how God relates to us. He doesn't leave when we fail, because his promise is anchored in his own character. When you bring this mindset into your marriage, it removes the fear of rejection. You don't have to hide your weaknesses or put on a religious mask to be loved. Instead, you can be fully known and fully loved, providing a safe space where both partners can grow into who they are in Christ. Finally, it is vital to remember that a grace-based marriage is a journey, not a destination. There will be days when you fail to love perfectly or respond graciously, but those are the moments where the foundation of the new covenant is most important. You don't have to live in the guilt of your mistakes. You can simply return to the source of grace together. Praying together is not a religious duty to check off a list, but a way to align your hearts with God's heart for your union. When you invite the Holy Spirit into the mundane details of your daily life, the ordinary becomes extraordinary. Your marriage is meant to be a light in a world that only knows contracts and conditions. By living in the freedom of Christ, you show others that it is possible to be loved for who you are, not for what you do. Thank you for being with us today, and may your home be a place where grace truly reigns.